How are you today? You're not making it? You're not making it satisfactorily? I understand there's a lot of data you want today, so I'll lecture on something else. I think we'll probably get a diagnosis concerning the rock. As soon as I get it worked out, that'll probably be about the end of the course. Probably be the last lecture of the fifth week. I think that's lecture 25. This is the seventh lecture, 20th ACC, July 22nd, 1958. And today we are going to take up an article known as The Rock. I have been carefully and gradually leading you up to this gigantic object. I had to give you your lecture yesterday because yesterday's lecture contains most of the solutions to this object known as the rock. Now, definition of rock is that facsimile which the preclear is continuously and obsessively creating and which he is suppressing below his level of consciousness with an inhibitor. The rock, in other words, is an obsessive creation. It is almost totally identified with anything and everything wrong with the bank. Its keynote is A equals A equals A, reference book one. We said one time that if you could find out what the mind was doing and parallel it, you could undo it. That's one of the earliest observations of Dianetics. But when I discovered this one, that the mind was obsessively mocking up something and then inhibiting it obsessively, it became very clear why there was a reactive bank. And when you say rock, you mean the core center of the reactive mind. Not for this lifetime, not for the body, not for Freud, but for the whole track. It is what the Thetan has been accumulatingly wrecking himself with in time immemorial, and explains the dwindling spiral. He begins to obsessively mock this thing up. And the longer he mocks it up, the more he identifies other things with it. Perhaps it originally was a word of warning. If I keep this mocked up, then I'm not going to get into a similar situation again. So duplication, old a pro by dupe, all by itself, chipped away on the rock. The service facsimile is a computational lock on the rock and is that series of complaints or protests the preclear makes to protect the rock. And that is the service facsimile. Therefore, that about which the preclear complains had better never be audited by you, except to make him a little happier so you can get on with the job. Because you're auditing the protective coating of something. Now, at the outset, let's go into this with zero technicality. A Thetan, spirit, you, is actually capable of tremendous creation. But when you have taken an irresponsibility for some part of your ability to create, you can then continue to create without knowing that you are creating. Now, we don't know that you aren't creating the whole physical universe. We don't know that you aren't creating everybody you see. We don't know this positively. This is simply a matter of who's God. Well, you're the logical candidate. You've accepted the blame for everything else. You might as well accept the blame for that. Now, where you are capable of tremendous creativeness, you very often find that creativeness painful or undesirable or upsetting in some way, and you have a potential of disowning it. Creating it and disowning it at the same time so that you don't even know about it. And this, in essence, is the reactive mind. Now, when we talk about the rock, we're talking about that thing, that engram, which an individual is continuously and obsessively, compulsively creating, and continuously and obsessively and compulsively inhibiting in such a way that he knows nothing whatsoever about it. So the first definition of the rock is that experience on the whole track which the person has totally disowned and is totally creating. Now the test of it is this. If you improve a person's ability to create mental image pictures, you improve the quality of his reactive mind. You improve the quality of his mental image pictures by improving his ability to create. It's quite important. This tells you why the rock remains obscure and why an individual continuously lessens his ability to create. Therefore, it becomes painful to create. If you become a little bit better at creation, over here with your left hand, you're busily mocking up behind your back something that is butchering you. And you get better able to mock up a billboard out in front of you, you also get better able to mock up a total reactive mind. What do we mean by a reactive mind? Anything anybody has ever meant or summed up as an out-of-sight, compulsive thinkingness that victimizes the individual. Now, thoughts and engrams, secondaries, locks, of course, with their energy and masses and space and time tabs, all go together to make up this reactive mind. Restimulation is simply a signal in the environment which sets up the individual's compulsive need, he thinks, to mock up the unpleasant experience again. Actually, an engram doesn't exist until it is keyed in. Do you remember Dianetics? Doesn't exist till it's keyed in. It is not stored anywhere except in the capability of the person of recreating an experience. It's not stored. There is no bank which contains a billion engrams, which are selected out in some super mechanical way. What happens is quite different. The individual goes through an experience, and until something reminds him of the experience, doesn't even recreate a picture of it. But he has the potentiality of recreating the picture in full. So something comes along and tells him, usually the same day, by the way, it might be at the end of the engram, something reminds him of the experience. Maybe just the nurse comes up and says, well, I have bad news for you. You've had a bad accident and you're going to lose all of your hangnails or something like this. Now, the individual now knows he's had an experience, and he thinks about the experience. But now he is thinking in solids. Now, please get this one.
Please get this one, because it is one of these things which I struggle for years to find out about. And it's so easily missed. And there's hardly anybody here who doesn't think himself capable of thought, privately think himself capable of thought in terms of thought, and that thought is kind of himself, kind of without mass or anything, you know. No, you can think in solids. It's a new thought. See, solids aren't something else than your thinkingness. You can think in solids. Give you an idea, Nikola Tesla mocking up an AC generator and letting it run for a couple of years to find out how it worked. Of course, any electronics man will laugh like mad if you run him on. Mock up something to find out how it works. How could you possibly mock up something if you didn't know how it worked? You see? But he didn't have to say, now I am going to mock up a machine which is going to furnish current which goes 60 cycles that away. I think it was 50 when he did it, I've forgotten. And then it's going to go 50 cycles, flip-flop, flip-flop, every second, and this is the way it's all going to go, and so on. And now I am going to mock it up. There. I have created some energy. Hey, no, it's not the process. It's boom. Get the idea? He doesn't have to think the thought that he's doing it. All he has to do is do it. Now, your association with the Buddhist type of religion over many lifetimes, odd thing for a fellow to say, but there it is, has given you two ideas. And a Thetan has had these two ideas so long that they tend to counteract and nullify the truth. The first of these ideas is that a person is knowledge. See, the Buddhist thinks that. People come along and say, you are the composite of all of your experience. But a person is experience. But that a person is knowledge. The Buddhist believes he is knowledge. He believes he's knowingness. He then believes he is the effect of his own cause. I'm not damning the Buddhists by a long way. But I'm not saying that this is present on this earth at this time that you know about in this lifetime, but it is something that has happened on the whole track and has been going on for a very long time. That's one of them, you see, that you are your data. It's very cute, you know. Somebody comes along and gives you a name, and it's Joe Smith, see? And then you are Joe Smith, you see? Then you are no longer you. You are a datum name known as Joe Smith. So you are a knowledge known as Joe Smith, don't you see? All right, that's the first thing you must know about this rock. The second thing you must know is that you've gotten the idea that thought is thought, and it sort of has a nothingness connected with it. And then there's something else called matter, energy, space, and time that you also maybe can make or influence in some fashion. Now, for God's sakes, get rid of that differentiation, because it's not so. You can think in solids. The process of mocking up is simply the process of mocking up. You don't have to think to mock up. You can simply mock up. Do you get the idea? Well, therefore, there, on the rock, there's no thought via in this rock occurring. And you try to reach it by thoughts, and you've had it. Because it just is. You're just mocking up this solid. You can also say, now I think I will mock up a wall, and then mock up a wall. See, you can do that too. That you don't even have to think the word wall to mock up a wall. See? You just say, boom. Got the idea? So there then isn't any thinkingness that goes around in circles and winds up with the rock. Now, that's about the first thing you have to know about it. It just is. Now, the next thing a Thetan does is quite important to this rock, and that is he obsessively copies. And obsessive copying is the background of every facsimile and lock. See, my friends, the Japanese. They think this copying is really something. And they are very good at it. Very excellent. Chinese get less credit, but they're equally good. I remember one time down in the Bund in Shanghai taking in a raincoat and a suit to be copied by one of the better tailors, Chinese tailors of Shanghai. And of course, it was not a new raincoat. It was not a new suit. Had a patch. The raincoat had a patch on the shoulder. When it came back, it had a patch on the shoulder. Now, you'd say, now, look, a fellow'd know better than this. No. No. I told him I wanted one just like it because it was more or less the latest style. Charge of the Light Brigade gives us, theirs is not to reason why, you know. They just copy us. Now, we are offered the rather entrancing aspect of a Thetan at least having a share in mocking up the physical universe and then copying his own mock-up. Now, we're already, when we get to the reactive bank, we're already at position two, at least. We're not at the first postulate situation. We're at a second postulate situation. The mock-up is after the fact. There is an operation. He copies the operation. What is the operation but a mock-up after the fact? Now, odd things occur if you simply have a pre-clear, sit down and copy the window, copy the chair. Copy, 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 copy. Old Route 1, remember? Do you know why Route 1 doesn't always work? Because copying improves the ability to mock up without finding the rock. And the rock gets solider and solider and kicks him in and knocks him off and mauls him around and rolls over him and he says, something is happening to me. So he made the situation. So he made the universe, so he copied it, and then becomes the victim of his own copy. I think this is fantastic. Now, as we look over this general picture, we find at once several things we must not do too extravagantly if we are going to process a pre-clear clear. Now, understand that you can process a pre-clear in the direction of health. You can process him in the direction of a broad assist on his marital or financial affairs. You can straighten out, you, an auditor, can straighten out almost any selected sector of a person's life by using any of the technology developed in the last 8 years. Some of it better than others, some of it faster than others. But you're not doing that now. You're doing something else. You are clearing somebody. Therefore, an auditor has two directions he can take. One of those is to patch up the present lifetime so the guy will function and the valves will open and close and the steam will go in here and come out there and so forth. You get the idea. And the other thing he can do is just shoot the moon. He can just clear up the whole thing and create, essentially, a new state of beingness, which is really an old state of beingness, improved. Because after an individual's been through it all and is cleared again, he's a much smarter Thetan than he was before. Now, perhaps a lot of Thetans have been accumulating experience and getting mired in to find out what it is all about and how bad it can get and so forth, just in hopes. Rather, not necessarily justified hope at all, since the research in Dianetics and Scientology was totally voluntary. The sooner or later, somebody was going to come along and invent Dianetics and Scientology. See, and that you were going to go along and process him back out so that he could sit in the sun once more. This is not totally justified at all, but one might say that his experience and his willingness to get himself so loused up and mired down must have been based on a hope that someday somebody was going to dig him out. He's talked about a fellow named Gabriel. He's always had some kind of a weird hope on this line that somebody's going to dig him out. Get the idea? Well, you're elected, Gabriel, so I'm trying to teach you how to bugle. Now, the road out to clear is not the road selectively to a patch-up of everything under the sun to make the fellow feel better and function better. Get those two things separated now. The road to clear doesn't care at all how he feels about anything, anywhere along the line, to a point where he's clear. Now, you will find yourself wavering. You will find yourself wavering. Your innate kindness and the decency which you do have, believe it or not, doesn't permit you to continue comfortably while your pre-clear is being uncomfortably situated. You want to help him out. Well, as long as help on your part is partially obsessive, and it always is until a fellow was pretty clear. You know, you want to help him analytically, but down below it, there's a current of sort of, I've got to help him, you know. Particularly if I've gotten him into that quicksand, I should help pull him out. That you will slow down the road to clear to the exact extent that you wish to patch up the livingness of your pre-clear as you go along. To the exact extent that you think factors in his life should be handled before you get anywhere. And you will waver between these two goals, so please recognize that there are two. First, to clear him. By far the most important goal. It's hardly comparable to the other goal at all because it takes care of everything eventually that making him feel better would ever take care of, don't you see? And this second goal, limited, make the pre-clear comfortable and happy while he's sitting in the auditing chair and make the life around him be less oppressive to him. The second is the goal of the healer. Getting auditing lately. I often wondered why a couple of times I was a medico back in the 19th didn't lift easily. Give you some idea of rocks. This isn't the rock as far as I'm concerned. But I just didn't ever seem to get much variation on a couple of lifetimes as a medico. 19th century. I think we're at life number 5 on the subject of being a medico now. The earliest one so far picked up was I was a medico from 1683 to 1694 in the West Indies with a French regiment. Now, the 19th century lives as a medico don't seem very important. You get the idea. You see this? So it tells us that we can unburden a rock or unburden something. Now, this has really probably very little to do in the final analysis with the rock as far as any case aspect I have is concerned. But I just bring it up because I have a good subjective reality on this fact that gradually we kept lifting things off of a chain, which we didn't think we could do in Dianetics. Using help, in general, accidentally, we keep picking up training as a medico, and we're lifting them off life by life without paying any attention to it, see? Now, supposing my auditor somewhere along the line had decided that I would be much more comfortable about healing people and processing people and so forth if she straightened out all of these lives as a medico. Obviously, surgery was crude in the 18th century. It was awfully crude in the 19th, but in the 18th, wow! And in the 17th, we again had no comparison. We had a couple of loblolly boys, sometimes four, and they grabbed on to various portions of the anatomy of the patient. Didn't even, until later, almost the end of the century, somebody used to get the idea of giving him a piece of wood to bite on so he wouldn't knock his teeth apart. You know, they got kind. And you started in there with a saw and an axe and not much knowledge of anatomy, plenty of knowledge of bones, but very little knowledge of tendons or veins or arteries. Every once in a while you'd say, well, what do you know? He's bleeding to death. You develop a considerable conscience after a while, and you say, do I operate or don't I operate? Since these chances, if I operate, are dwindled to about 10%. Not being better, but just surviving. Sooner or later, you're going to become diffident about healing somebody. You get the idea? The idea of healing them seems to be a very oppressive decision. Well, the audit could make me much happier. Much, much, much happier. About processing people, certainly. If all of the angles were taken off, all decisions about healing people. Do you see that? What a wide open invitation. Here I am, professionally handling people, see? I don't look at it in this fashion. I don't look at it as an effort to heal or anything, but obviously something like this would have something to do with it, right? So the auditor could make me much happier about what I'm doing from day to day if she thought it was necessary simply by patching up all these lives as a medico. Lately, I've hung a lot of this lifetime's certificates up on my wall above the goldfish bowl. Data comparable magnitude. If I were to hang up all my diplomas as a surgeon or chirurgeon, or something accumulated from way on the back track, a psychiatrist would go nuts himself trying to figure it out. You see this? What do we have here? We have an auditor heading toward the difficulties of my own case are apparently just a body's difficulties. How do you keep a body going that's been dead a few times, you know? But what an invitation, see, to an auditor. How much better I would feel if I could set a body down which never got a reactive re-stimulation in any way, shape, or form from any prickler ever processed or anybody that ever complained, and they could come in and scream and say, well, you were going to process me, and now, you know, the way they do sometimes. Now I can't walk and I can't eat and, you know, that sort of thing. Doesn't happen very often. My life is usually very calm, but it does happen. So you see, I'm trying to give you an example to which I can see a subjective reality, and I don't want to talk about the cases of any preclears on the subject of the rock, because there's some of them not totally resolved yet. So I lay myself up on the altar of publicity here. You see this now? It's an invitation to the auditor. How much better I would feel about it all. Obviously, if education after education, Edinburgh and France and here and there and every place on the subject of healing, if we got all these misconcepts off of it, even part of the Asclepian school at one time or another, if we got all of this educational pattern off on the subject of healing, there would never be any conflict with what we are doing with Dianetics and Scientology, would there? Oh, wouldn't this be smooth? And the auditor could go in and audit those things out, and the hell of it is they audit out. And the awful part of it is I would feel better about it. And I would be not one quarter of an inch closer to OT. Not one quarter of an inch. And every piece of that auditing time would have been wasted time. From a standpoint of a long look. You see what you're faced with then? Do you get this clearly? I tried to state it in such a way as you would understand it. Here. This fellow, let us say, he has the capability of painting. He would like to be a much greater painter, and so forth. And yet he's having so much trouble with finding apartments and landladies and so forth that he just never can settle down and get to painting. Get the idea? And so you as an auditor say, well, we'd better smooth out this situation and get him a little bit squared around in life so that he can settle down and relax, and then we will get on with something or other and so on. And you can start and audit out landladies and canvas and apartments, don't you see, and just have a ball and go nowhere. Now, I have answered the question which some of you ask, why does it take so long to clear anybody? It takes proportionately long to clear somebody to the degree that the auditor has a sympathetic heart. He tries to keep the individual going straight and smooth in his current lifetime. I'm not talking about PT problems now. I'm talking about this life computations, conflicts. You'll find them all over the dial in any pre-clear that isn't clear. You can go back and pick up his aversion to ice cream sodas and run it down to a time when he was a child and get rid of it. Now he can eat ice cream sodas. Great. Now, nothing I'm saying tells you that you shouldn't handle a PT problem when it's really a PT problem. But listen, for the love of Pete, if it is 5 minutes out of PT and he's now not bopping on it, off of it. Don't touch it. Got it? I'll get you how this is. He's out in the street. Washington, D.C. cabs are supported by the FBI trying to cut down the population, which they find very hard to govern, you see. And he's almost hit with one of these cabs, you see, as he springs into the crosswalk and springs out of the crosswalk like he's on a pogo stick. He comes into session with a little piece missing off of his coat tail, which is now decorating one of the fenders of the cab. He comes in, he says, I just had an awful narrow escape. Has he got a PT problem? Has he?
No.
The sympathetic ones in the place will say, yes, he has. But look, that was several seconds ago and does not now exist in present time. So you pat him on the shoulder and say, that's fine. You let him mention it. You don't pull a gag out of your pocket and block it into his teeth and tie it back of his neck on the subject. But you for absolutely sure, don't sit and fool around with this near accident, because it's not a PT problem. But he's got an attorney out there this minute, has got some kind of a writ that is going to take away his new Magnavox portable cement mixer. And he's trying to keep it from being served. Ah, now we have a PT problem. You better handle it. But the moment it goes back to the last time he was sued, you'd better pull out, because you're in the wrong area of his track. Now, if it doesn't solve, that PT problem doesn't solve, we have this confronting us instantly and immediately, vis-a-vis. You're running. What part of that problem could you be responsible for? Ah, it doesn't solve. It doesn't resolve. Well, don't think that it's so tough that it won't resolve. It's just your PC hasn't got a clue what responsibility is. He probably defined responsibility is that with which you get saddled if you shoot somebody or something, you know? He's got a total misdefinition and a misconcept of the auditing command. And part of clearing a command can be legitimately invent a person and tell me what idea he has of responsibility. That is a legitimate command clearer if you're getting no place with it. Now, you can go all over the track and fool around there, but you cut your barriers to a minimum. Because when you start to find the rock and start to address the rock directly and immediately, you're going to get him into enough excitement to last you for some time without fooling around with an exteriorization from session by reason of a real present time problem and so forth. You're going to need all of his attention on the spot. Now, I'll give you the equation of auditors and PCs. It's a very simple one. Auditor plus PC versus bank. Solution of case. Auditor versus PC's bank is usually not enough, Satan present, to solve the case. Got that? PC versus bank usually finds, or it wouldn't be much of a bank, the bank greater than the PC, although he's creating it. The appearance he is, see. So grant this, bank greater than PC, but PC versus bank, usually no case solution involved. Auditor less than bank, no solution. Auditor plus PC versus bank, no bank. Got the idea? If you get the idea of a steam locomotive going up a mountainside, sweating along with a string of boxcars, and its wheels just spinning on the rails. It's not climbing any higher and sometimes sliding back, but making no forward progress. Along comes another steam locomotive and hooks onto the front of the existing locomotive, and the two of them pour the throttles to it and put some sand on the track, and both of them pull those boxcars over the hump. Got the idea? There they go. All right. Supposing the first locomotive, which was already failing to pull it, as soon as the new locomotive showed up, simply says, well, help is here at last, close down his throttle and banks his fires. We're actually not much less going to pull it, because now we've added a whole locomotive as dead weight to the load. Now, this will sometimes be your PC sitting there expecting you to clear him. No contribution. He just shut off the throttle and banked the fires. Now that the helper has come along, he's all set. The helper can just do it all. See that? Supposing he went the opposite way and steamed up considerably and put his tie bar, or whatever you call it, in reverse, and poured the steam to it. There's the helper locomotive trying to go uphill, full blast. And here is the original locomotive going backwards, downhill, with full power. Which way do you think you're going to go in that respect? Boy, you're sure going downhill in a hurry. Auditor along with him. He'll be pretty upset. He's got a big failure going here, you see. Supposing the first locomotive, the moment that a new locomotive showed up, became violently jealous. Well, I can do this all myself. I was doing all right. He was going creak, creak, slip, slip, right down the track, backwards. You get out of here. Whoever gave you orders to come around here, to hell with you. Take him away someplace. In other words, a non-cooperative situation. And just made the helping locomotive stand by idly and watch while he slid into the ravine behind him. This happens too. This is the other situation which wasn't envisioned particularly when those equations were first written. Auditor's given a no responsibility for what's going on by the remarks and attitudes of the PC, and he is there, but he just stands by, and the PC kind of runs the session and goes out from under. Now, this PC will very often insist on running a service facsimile. He will very often insist on running some computation that is making him uncomfortable, and the auditor Q's and A's with him, and he's just as well, as far as clearing is concerned or pulling over the hump, he might as well just be sitting on a siding blowing off idle steam while the PC runs backwards down the hill. Two different things here. It's clearing them and helping them live. And if you're going to clear them, every now and then, they won't have the idea at all that you're helping them live, and you've got to have extraordinary ARC in order to keep their hope up and keep them in there pitching. Keep a little fire underneath that boiler and keep that throttle cracked open just a little bit, because you need it if you're going to clear him. Why? Why does all this happen? If you improve his mock-ups on a direct road to clear, you improve the quality of the rock. This you already know, right? So the only safe thing to do is, as soon as you've opened the session, gotten some goals, straightened out the pre-clear, got him oriented, session's going well, is to instantly and immediately audit the rock, get it out of the road, and proceed with clearing. That's the way you clear people. You don't waste any time fooling around. You just audit the rock right off the bat and finish it up. And of course, the guy will go over the hump, and for a while he'll be awfully uncomfortable, quite upset. He'll get better, worse, better, worse, better, worse, and all of a sudden get better, 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 boom. And the core of the reactive mind becomes null and void. So then, of course, all the identifications in the reactive mind become null and void, too. Now, that's the best way to do it. But there's one little trick. It's putting your finger exactly on the rock and auditing it. Now, of course, if you're a good auditor with good intuition and so forth, you simply pick one out of the air and insist that's it and audit it. You improve the PC's ability to mock up without actually having the rock. Now, that's uncomfortable clearing. And don't make up your mind that it's horribly bad and that you must never do it, because I assure you, you are going to do it lots of times. Therefore, you have to mercilessly maintain ARC with the pre-clear. And no matter how he rides, push him on over the hump anyhow and keep him pulling with you. Quite a trick. Clearing, good clearing, and fast clearing would not be possible in absence of an excellent command of the TRs. But let me assure you, there is nobody present whose command of the TRs is so poor that he couldn't clear somebody. And people are pretty good. You'd do it faster if you were better. And according to your instructors and so forth, your ability to run the TRs could be improved 800,000 or 900,000%. But that's just in the interest of better clearing, not an actual fact of clearing, you see? The better you are with your TRs, maintaining ARC with the pre-clear, why, the easier you will have his support, you see, and the easier the job will be to do, because he's willing to crack the throttle open just a little bit more, you see. He has more confidence. When you strike an ARC brake that you don't patch up, of course, he just slides backwards, and the boxcars pull him on back down the hill that he has just so laboriously climbed, and you get a sink of the profile. This hump, by the way, is used advisedly. It is just the analogy of the railroad locomotives and the hill, and the railroaders always refer to hard grades and so forth as the hump. They're always trying to get over the hump. It's the last 100 yards of the upgrade that is the toughest. The machinery is becoming worn. Things couldn't be worse.
The fuel is running out. So is time. And hope alone usually drives an auditor pre-cleared team over that last part of the grain.
If you did it exactly, there wouldn't be any real difficulty to it at all. It probably wouldn't even be uncomfortable. And if you're right on the button, right square on the middle of the rock, you'll have exactly no difficulty, but we can say from experience you probably won't be that lucky, because it's luck alone that gets you into the exact center of the corn. Luck. It is enough to get close to it and to get part of the identified problem and audit it off. Because if you get the part of the identified problem which is so close to it that it actually unburdens rather than injures the case, your PC will be uncomfortable, but you'll get clearing done because the rock itself will show up. You're not to Q&A with it. You finish off what you're doing, and all of a sudden he's sitting there looking at the fact that it was a marble. And a marble will be stuck on your E-meter. And you can simply then proceed to audit a second item, the marble, and boom, there goes the rest of the case. But don't be fooled by this. You may think you have the middle of the rock. You're right dead center in the reactive mind. Everything answers along fine, and three-quarters of the way through clearing, whatever you're auditing does relieve, the person feels a lot better, and so forth, but there are odds and ends and bits and fragments lying around that you have to clean up. Ah, you didn't have the rock. Now the rock appears to be a lock on what you audited. Get that well, because I've seen this mechanism occur. The auditor audited something so close to the central computation, the central obsessive mock-up of the case, so close to it, that it resolved the case, but it left bits and pieces. When he audited the bits and pieces, he was apparently auditing things which were pinned onto what he audited in the first place, don't you see? And the case cleans on up. The actual fact is, if you had, theoretically, dead center on the reactive bank, there would be no bits and pieces. So the rock on the case might well, after you've audited something very strong and hard off the case, the rock on the case all by itself might appear as a light lock. The saving grace of all this is you can come close to it and succeed. You're taking the steam out of it. You're taking the sting out of it by taking some of the things around it, which, if they became more and more and more and more real, would cut the pre-clear ribbons. The rock itself only has the power to hurt him dreadfully. But the rock, plus all of its associated identifications, has the power to practically kill him dead. You see? He's being operated upon by a multitude of facsimiles. And if you get close enough to the rock, it isn't true that you could get very distant from the rock and audit something off, and then audit a little bit more off, and then audit a little bit more off. You'd be too far from it to succeed. You have to be somewhere close. And that is your immediate target as far as diagnosing the identity of the rock is concerned. Get close. Now, what does close mean? It means anything which thoroughly sticks a needle so that it won't free easily with two-way comm. The rock is persistent, and it's not going to get buried by your two-way communication. That's for sure. If you hit it, and then it frees up, it will be only because you started talking about something else and you've disassociated the case off of the rock. It isn't that you did anything to the rock. Let us get an example. It would be almost never that you would find a man or a woman would be the rock. But because they are quite assistive in creativeness, you very often can unburden the case where a man or a woman of a certain kind or type is closely identified with the rock. Don't you see? It isn't true that you could audit men and women off cases and then find yourselves in a happy state, and, you know, first you audit men off cases, and then if it's a woman, you audit men off, and then you audit women off, and then you audit children off. Then you do this, and then you do that. You can lay out a formula like this and just miss like mad. If men, women, or children happen to be closely associated with the rock, you can take them off, unburden the case, and the case gets better. Get the idea? Now you can find something else that's stuck, you see, and audit that off, and the case would get much better. And then find something else that sticks, and then audit that off, and possibly that time you've got the rock, don't you see? But don't be upset if you did this 20 times each time, fully believing you had the rock. The case got a bit better, don't you see? Running help on it or something of this sort. And the 20th time, apparently it was very light by this time, that really was the rock, but it didn't have enough dynamite or fireworks with it to worry about. You see, it's sort of anticlimactic. So let's take a look at how you would diagnose this situation. You yourself, because the rock is nothing if not persistent, it is mocked up all the time, it is being inhibited all the time, and its persistency raises the resistance of the PC. When an individual is low on the scale, he's dispersing off the rock. When he continues to rise on the scale, you're simply adding things to the rock. If something you are talking about to the PC is increasing the tone arm, and it's going up, 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 you're not on the rock. The rock would let it come, or something very close to the rock would bring the tone arm down, 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 up a little bit, then down, 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 up a little bit, not quite so far, down, 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 and he'd start to read somewhere reasonably. Got that? But when you're saying you decided that this individual is just in terrible shape on the subject of automobiles, and the more you talk about automobiles and so forth, the needle is apparently quite sticky, doesn't free up, but the tone arm is going up, 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 up. You're just adding something new to the rock. Get it? When the tone arm goes up, resistance is increasing. When we say resistance is increasing, we mean mass is being added. And when you start adding mass, you can do it two ways. Improve these mock-ups. So on step six, you often get this tone arm rise manifestation. Or you can just dump new masses on top of the old identification. So if you get a rising scale needle, you haven't got the rock. If it consistently rises as you talk about this thing, even if it is stuck, you'd better find something else that is very closely associated to it. So let us say automobiles, and the tone arm is going up, 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 up. Oh, yes, then stuck needle. It doesn't free. Up, 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 up. Automobiles, automobiles, even run a little help on automobiles, see where we get, and the tone arm just keeps going up and it doesn't drop back. You are probably on a chain of things that move the preclear around in space, and it might wind up to be a spaceship, or it might wind up to be a minor rocket, or it might wind up to be a bullet, don't you see? It would be a vehicle that a thetan could ride in, not a man or a body. See? And an automobile is just a late lock on the thing, and the more you audit automobiles, the more you add in. It is so late that it is creating new masses for the case. Well, that you don't want to do. And although you will do it all the time, it nevertheless must be looked on as a bit of a flub to run a person on something that gives him a high rising scale needle, up, 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 you know. That tone arm, first is at 3, and then it goes up to 3.5, and then it's at 4, and then it's at 4.5, and then it's at 5, and then it's at 5.5, and then it's at 6. Boy, you're just auditing the wrong thing, that's for sure. Now, when you hit the rock originally, it might go up 3, 3.5, 4, 4.5, 4, 3.5, 4, 4.5, 3.5, get the idea? then three, then three, and all of a sudden, inexplicably, two, 1.5, 2.5. Get that tone arm is rocking up and down. A constant and only up. You haven't got a rock. You're just dreaming up something new to add to the mass and resistance. Now, some of you are sitting right there this moment that watched your PC do just this, right? Well, you're too late on the track, too late in this universe, and you were probably too interested in patching your PC up, and you probably are paying too much attention to the service facsimile about which he knows all about and which he is using to protect the rock just as surely as Russia uses the Iron Curtain to protect the ignorance of her people. That service facsimile is trying to keep you ignorant. But it's an amazing thing that there is no real difficulty in locating the rock. It is as obvious as Gibraltar. If you can look. This individual has had bad kidneys. Doesn't talk much about it, but he's had bad kidneys for years and years and years and years. And you root out this fact. So just for the hell of it, you run kidneys. And you talk about kidneys. You find out finally he's had this chronically wrong with him. You find out one of his early ambitions was to get rid of his kidneys or have well kidneys or not drink any water or something, you see. You root this out in discussing things with him, and you find that he's pretty well fixated on kidneys. Well, I assure you, a thetan way back on the track is usually closer in toward MEST and solid objects and so forth than he is on body objects, but there is something about a kidney. Might be a kidney stone, you see. Rock. The reactive bank to a person who knows how to look is like a series of great, big, 1,000 feet long, 200 foot high, fully illuminated billboards. But you have to change your ideas of what usual behavior would be for a clear, and then find out what's modifying it. You got this? The preclear will often protest that the rock is not the rock, and the more he... Here's the clue. His protest must be accompanied by a sticky needle, and the needle must get stickier and stickier the harder he protests. You got that? If he protests and says, this is not the rock, I know this isn't the computation, and the needle is freeing up, he's right. Oh, you could undoubtedly find some charge on what you've located, but you might be guilty of just patching up this person's life. See, just patching up his life and not clearing him at all, and over his dead body you're going to do it. You start auditing things that surge on the meter and you're dead. Because the rock adds resistance to the case, and a surge is an entirely different thing. A drop on the needle tells you less resistance because it's mentioned. You blew something. See, that's less resistance. A rock is always in the direction of more resistance. And more resistance means stickier, stucker. Now, we do have an indicator on an E-meter that tells you that things are stickier and stucker, is you have to raise the sensitivity higher and higher to get the needle to flip. See, the needle wasn't flipping at all with the sensitivity at 2. You had a stuck needle. But you wanted to go on discussing this subject, so now you go up to 2.5. With sensitivity, a little sensitivity knob. And now you get a little bit of a wiggle, see? But as you continue to talk about it, that wiggle freezes. Now you have to go up to 3.5 to get a reading on the thing. And it's wobbly now at 3.5, see? It's happy, wobbly, everything's fine. And as you talk about it a little bit more at 3.5, it sticks again. Well, of course, it'd be awfully stuck back here, too. You wouldn't need to be perceptibly moving. So we turn it all the way around, as far as it'll go, to about 5 o'clock on the E-meter, and we get a wobble. Now he can still read. He still reacts on the needle, see? And then this sticks. Well, believe me, there's nowhere you can go from there. Well, simply talking about it and shoving his nose into it is going to increase the tone arm reading of the meter. Just talking about it diagnostically. But when you start to run it, it will decrease the tone arm. You'll get erratic up and down behavior of the tone arm. If you're wrong, you will only get it going up. You're improving his ability to mock up, so on. Now, when you talk about it, you're throwing it into restimulation. So, of course, you'll get a rise in resistance on the case. Of course, you'll get a rise in tone arm. Of course, things will look stickier. You get the idea. But you're not being therapeutic yet. Now, don't mistake this fact. You can have a case that's so fast on its feet that it can even start blowing a rock. But boy, would an individual have to be in terrific shape to start blowing a rock on two-way calm. Case would be practically clear already to just blow on two-way calm back and forth. And you won't run into this. Not for a long time. You'd have a person be very near clear that would disobey this. But he himself would start recognizing and cognizing on the rock and on this and on that. He'd follow back down a chain. You get the idea? And you'd have made the shade. You'd know what you were looking at because your tone arm would be coming down as he did that to his reading for clear. The more you talked, the more it'd come back there. Well, believe me, the more you talk, the further and higher it rises. Got that? If you're wrong. You're just making him worse and worse and worse and worse. Because you're addressing the thing at all, you're to some slight degree improving his ability to mock up. So he's busy mocking up everything under the sun, moon, and stars, and it's all going into identification with the rock, don't you see? And you're getting more and more things piled on top of the rock until you just have a beautiful, big, horrible, slurpy mass. And your PC stuck in it with gum boots. Got the idea? So diagnosis is very easy because the rock always has its sign up. There's something really wrong here. It's sticking out. It's visible. And you just talk about all these visible things, one after the other, and watch whether or not they stick your needle. And if they stick your needle, and if you start auditing them, you get an improvement of the case, a drop of the tone arm, or a rise of the tone arm, back to the normal reading for clear of that case, then you're close enough to the rock to audit it. So buy it, and keep looking out for anything closer. And don't Q&A on this anything closer until you have what you've got freed. So you keep a list of all the things that made the needle stick on your PC and keep that list well and pass it on to the next person that audits if auditors are going to be transferred because you won your stuff the hard way. One of these things is the rock. Something. Or at least anything that makes it stick is on the identified chain of the rock.
Please note, at this point in the lecture, a gap exists in the original master recording. We now rejoin the class where the lecture resumes.
When I say anything is liable to show up, when I say anything is liable to show up on the thing, anything, you usually can look back with those six-foot rear-view mirrors and say, for heaven's sakes, why didn't I see that in the first place? Your expertness increases, of course, to the degree that you get confidence in being able to spot whatever it is. Remember, the rock is something that's being obsessively mocked up. It is being mocked up all the time you were talking to the pre-clear. But when you talk to him about it, you make it mocked up more. So, of course, all it's going to do is stick harder. And the other things that are sticky on the case, the more you talk about them, the more you blow them. Because they're not being obsessively mocked up. You turned them on, got them mocked up, and when you came off of it a little bit or talked about it a little bit, you relieved the obsession of mocking up so they weren't the rock. They were just something that came in close to the rock and then passed out again. The rock is unalterable except by processes. It doesn't, in the cases you will be handling, blow on two-way calm. So the game is try to stick that needle. A psychosomatic is a good lead-in. Something the individual under no circumstances would ever create is a good lead-in. The thing which he instinctively distrusts is a good lead-in. The thing which he knows, if it were solved, then everything on earth would get better, is a good lead-in. And you follow this down and locate objects and things associated with it. And finally hit it, and so on. Once in a blue moon, Scientology itself is a lead-in. But that's only once in a blue moon. It leads a person back, and the idiot has got Scientology sitting as a lock on something that was going to cure everything and do everything 2 or 3 million years ago, but which really did him in, you see. The more he hears about Scientology, the more it upsets him. You find him lying eventually with a temple pillar across the back of his neck and his head squashed on the floor, see. Way back someplace or another. Has nothing to do with Scientology. It's just Scientology was irrationally a key in on top of the thing that freed him was the thing that was going to trap him. You get this? Do you think you can do it a little bit better now? Do you? All right. Thank you.